SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, pasar saham Australia menikmati pengembalian dua digit pada tahun 2021 terlepas dari ancaman COVID yang sedang berlangsung dan munculnya kembali inflasi. Namun mereka bukan satu-satunya hal yang menggerakkan pasar. Berikut ini sebuah laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Ricardo Goncalves untuk SBS News. Tahun 2021 telah menjadi cerita yang luar biasa dalam urusan bisnis dan keuangan. Ada rekor harga rumah dan rekor pangsa pasar, semuanya selama tahun kedua pandemi. Dukungan pemerintah besar-besaran ditambah dengan suku bunga yang sangat rendah menaikkan harga aset. Tetapi ketika ekonomi global dibuka kembali di tengah permintaan yang besar dan bisnis serta pabrik menyesuaikan diri dengan dunia COVID, mulailah terjadi inflasi. Demikianlah yang dikatakan oleh George Buberas dari K2 Asset Management.
Global inflation, again, it's driven by those supply chain disruptions that are very, very severe. And it can be anything from lumber prices to transport costs from shipping containers being passed on to energy prices, which are hitting some real key points of challenge. For example, shortage of diesel, underinvestment, higher demand, etc.
Hal ini mengarah pada penarikan stimulus ekonomi oleh Bank Sentral Global karena suku bunga resmi bersiap untuk naik. Sementara pembicaraan tentang inflasi mendominasi pasar, Luke Lerative dari Seneca Financial Solutions mengatakan politik regional juga merupakan kisah utama tahun 2021.
From the 220% export tariffs put onto wine growers to the 80% tariff put onto barley to the Prime Minister's comments around the COVID-19 investigation, you know, arguably the relationship with China has never really been worse. You throw in the sort of second and third derivative impacts potentially from a, you know, collapse of Evergrande and, you know, the broadening impacts of, you know, a slower Chinese growth story. You know, it can have some serious and relevant impacts on the Australian economy.
Menurut Reserve Bank, ekonomi akan tumbuh sebesar 5,5% tahun depan. Catherine Elfrey dari Wavestone Capital mengatakan ini akan didorong oleh bisnis dan konsumen.
Australians have saved like $84 billion in the September quarter during lockdown predominantly. And I think that bodes really well for 2022 in terms of the fact that, you know, two-thirds of the economy is driven by the consumer. And if consumers have a lot of savings, they're clearly going to be spending it through 2022. So that's quite supportive for the earnings outlook for 2022 and therefore the stock market.
Pasar saham didominasi oleh aktivitas merger dan akuisisi dan beberapa yang terbesar yang pernah ada, termasuk pengambil alihan Afterpay senilai $39 miliar oleh perusahaan pembayaran raksasa Amerika Serikat Square yang telah mengubah namanya menjadi Block. Dan ada juga rekor penjualan tunai Bandara Sydney ke konsorsium Aliansi Penerbangan Sydney sebesar $32.6 miliar. Berikut ini penjelasan dari Catherine Alfrey.
It suggests that what underlying, you know, confidence from boards and management teams in order to take advantage of cheap debt, you know, interest rates at record low, their balance sheets are in good shape, and so they can see that, you know, they can look for growth opportunities.
Julia Lee dari Burman Invest mengatakan perusahaan raksasa BHP juga melepaskan aset minyaknya ke Woodside karena tampaknya fokus pada energi hijau, sebuah tren yang terlihat di seluruh pasar.
And that's not only being driven by retail clients, but it's being driven by the highest levels of government policy, as well as how institutional funds are flowing. And no doubt this is a structural shift that's going to impact us for many decades.
Henry Jennings dari Marcus Today mengatakan situasi tahun depan akan lebih bergolak.
I think the year ahead is going to be more volatile. There's a number of political issues on the horizon. We've got the federal election, we've got midterms in the US, and we've got central banks dealing with that inflation.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman yang disusun oleh editor financial SBS, Ricardo Goncalves untuk SBS News, dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.